So the Civil War ended nearly 150 years ago. It's a long time, but many of the battlefields on which it was fought remain as this kind of time capsule in the United States for the tens of thousands of tourists and amateur historians who visit them to get a palpable sense of what it might have felt like to be there. But a group of Civil War preservationists says that 30 acres of battlefield land are destroyed every day, about 10,000 acres a year. They put out a list annually of the top 10 most endangered battlefields, and the threats range from what can seem minor, like view-spoiling cell phone towers, to the real possibility that some of these historic grounds could be plowed under and forever altered. Jim Lighthizer is the president of the Civil War Preservation Trust, and he joins me now to talk about the battle over battlefields. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Want to start with your list. One of the battlefields on your list is actually regarded as one of the best preserved and most significant battlefields of the Civil War, Antietam. What is the threat against the Antietam battlefield?
Antietam is hands down the best preserved Civil War battlefield east of Shiloh. And the big threat there is this proposed, I believe it's a 140-foot cell tower that is in some kind of cone or silo, and it will be a hideous visual intrusion on the entire battlefield if it's built.
Now, for people who may not have visited these battlefields, what's so bad about seeing a cell phone tower? How does that disrupt the experience of being there? It's not paving it over. It's just a cell phone tower.
Well, it's a terrific visual intrusion. When you go to a battlefield, you go there to try to see what they saw, see it in a context, if you will, which is why we've spent millions of dollars preserving the area around the battlefield as well, the viewshed, if you will. And it's just a tremendous distraction. It's a 21st century intrusion. I mean, it's as if you went to a baseball game and there was a big fight breaking out in the stands. I mean, it detracts from what you're trying to learn. It detracts from what you're studying. It detracts from what you're looking at.
Antietam marked the bloodiest single day of the Civil War. Can you briefly describe what happened there? Why was it so significant?
Well, it was September 17th, 1862, and it was the first invasion of the North by the Confederacy, Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia. And it was a real threat perceived to Washington, to a number of big cities in the North. And what hung in the balance was that if the South won, there was a very good chance that the European powers, specifically France and England, would recognize the Confederacy. And that would make it a whole new ball game, so to speak, because they could start supplying goods and those types of things to the Confederacy, and it could threaten the Union blockade. So it had huge implications. It could have changed everything if the Confederates had won a decisive victory, but in effect, the Confederates lost.
Let's talk about another site on your list, the Cedar Creek Battlefield in Virginia. What's the threat there?
Well, it faces a triple threat, and it's not just visual intrusion, although that exists in the form of proposed high-power transmission lines, but there's I-81 expansion, which is a tremendous proposed expansion. It's huge.
Highway.
Highway, exactly. And probably worst of all is there's a gravel company, a strip mine company that wants to basically literally dig up most of the battlefield. And of course, we're very much opposed to that. That destroys it forever. And that would be a tragedy in this case because Cedar Creek was a significant battle. It was fought in the fall of 1864, and the Confederates surprised the Union after being defeated a number of times beforehand by the Union and almost won it. But the Union rallied later in the day and in fact, defeated the Confederates.
And you said there was a triple threat. We've got two, I think. Highway expansion,
and you've got the
gravel company.
High-powered lines, the transmission lines,
okay.
Electrical lines that are proposed for that whole area, that whole corridor, Virginia, Maryland, and I think into Pennsylvania, which hits about 11 battlefields, by the way.
Now, how imminent are these threats? I mean, in some of your own literature from your group, you say that the County Planning Commission actually unanimously voted against that mining proposal. So it sounds like you won that one.
No, you don't, because the Planning Commission is only advisory. The people that make the final decision are the Board of Supervisors. Now, in the case of that county, which is Frederick County, Virginia, the supervisors have been pretty supportive on this, to their credit, and we're very grateful for that. But until that decision is made, and remember, you can always come back and apply for rezoning again. Zoning is illusory. It can always be changed in Virginia, mm-hmm. as it can in most states. So that's always a threat. And, of course, when you lose, you only have to lose once, and then it's over. Because once they start digging the place up, it's gone. You can never replace it.
Are there examples of that having happened already? Are there battlefields you would say were really important to American history that are no longer?
Oh, my heavens, yes. Probably 20% of what we would call the significant battlefields, and it's about 380, 20% are already gone, just absolutely obliterated. For example, in northern Virginia, there was a battle in 1862 called Chantilly or Ox Hill, where in fact, two Union generals were killed. And that battlefield is completely paved over. There's about 1 acre left, a little park with a couple little monuments, but it's gone. And there are a number of cases like that, and also cases where battlefields are substantially diminished because their integrity has been reduced through 20th and 21st century intrusions.
Well, Jim Lighthizer, president of the Civil War Preservation Trust, thanks for giving us a little bit of a history lesson and a look into your cause. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.